Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Hueytown Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore, and I'm joined. It's been a while.
It has.
I haven't seen you. Have you been, like, working? What have you been doing?
I've been at the beach.
Been at the beach. Okay. What beach did you go to?
Port St. Joe. My grandparents have a place down there.
Okay. This is the voice that you're hearing is Jaslyn Morning, correct? Did I get your name right?
This time.
Thank you. You know what? I'm probably going to mess it up at some point in time during the broadcast because that's what I do.
Most likely.
Yeah, but okay, that's fine. Did you bring me back a souvenir? You said you were going to. That's okay if you didn't. No big deal.
Oh, I did.
You did. Gavin, did she, you know, can you give me a thumbs up that she said she's going to bring us back a souvenir? Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll go and get some sand out of my room.
So, do you have a little part-time job going on right now?
I do. I work at Highlander.
Oh, okay.
The grocery store here in Hueytown.
Exactly. Great place. Yeah. Great place. They got great frozen pizza there.
Okay.
As all grocery stores do. You don't get the joke, do you, Jaslyn?
No, okay. I don't.
You know, it's just over her head.
Okay.
I try, though. I digress. Anyway, welcome once again. We got a special guest joining us, and his name is Brent Church. He is a local dentist here in the Hueytown area, and I think he's a chamber member. Am I going to get a thumbs up? Thank you, Debbie Kiker. Debbie Kiker, always great to have her in studio. We need to get her back on eventually. We will. We will. Lots of stuff to talk about as we head toward lots of things going on the back end of 2023. But Brent, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. You seem a little nervous. Are you a little nervous?
Always.
Do you like? Okay.
Public speaking isn't my.
Really?
Well, this isn't public. Yeah.
It's well. Now it's going to hear thousands of people listening to him, Jaslyn. So that is very public. Come on, yes, now. What are you talking about here? You're killing us here, Jaslyn.
Gosh.
But I like the drop in though. I like you joining in. I like it.
Thank you.
So, have you lived in Hueytown your entire life? Let's talk about you. Let's talk about the great city of HYT.
So, I grew up next door in Pleasant Grove.
Okay. Well, then we're done, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's
Thank
it.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's great now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, pretty close to Hueytown. Yeah. We came to Hueytown for all the eating.
All the fun things?
Yes, oh, yes. Yeah. We had to get out to come over to Hueytown because there wasn't too much going on in Pleasant Grove, food-wise.
Nothing going on in Pleasant Grove, pretty much.
Yeah.
I understand, yeah.
Hueytown was the big city.
Yeah, so. It is. It's a metropolis when you compare it to Pleasant Grove.
Exactly.
It's an oasis in a metropolis.
Exactly, yeah.
So did you go to Pleasant Grove High School?
I did through, so their high school was 7th through 12th grade, mm-hmm. and I went there through 8th grade, and then I went to Shades Valley out in Irondale for...
You're a Mountie.
I am, a Shades Valley Mountie.
Did you go IB, or was you just...
IB.
Oh, wow. Oh. Let me go ahead and stop right there and say...
I survived.
Congratulations. Okay, I want to tell me the truth. Was IB harder than college? Is it close?
I would say definitely close.
Oh, God.
IB is very tough. People don't understand. I mean, I've had some people, some kids that I knew that were really smart that, like, left sophomore year crying and couldn't wait to get back to regular high school. They were intelligent.
They offered me a spot at the JCIB school.
Okay.
And I turned it down. I was like, no.
Because you knew that Coach Coyne would not be there.
Yes.
And that was the reason why. I get that. Yeah. I understand that. Coach Coyne, executive producer for us and doing a great job. We greatly appreciate his help and the help. Gavin here running the show behind the glass. If there was glass here, he would be behind it. He's running the board for us. And so thankful for the Hueytown Radio and TV class for all they've done so far this year with this podcast. So greatly appreciative. So you went to Shades Valley, IB. Did you enjoy it? I mean, was it fun?
Yeah, for the most part. Like,
you don't sound very convincing.
Well, the people made it, like the friends you make, that all made it more enjoyable and fun. But the school part, not so much all the time.
Give me your toughest teacher.
Ooh.
Your toughest teacher.
Okay.
And then I want to hear your favorite teacher, but give me your toughest teacher.
Okay. My toughest was Mr. Clayton.
What was the class?
He taught most of the history classes. We had several different ones.
See, that's my favorite subject. Never made it below an A in history, never made above a C in math. Just throwing it out there too.
See, I was the opposite.
Really?
A C in history. That's why
you're a dentist and I'm not making anywhere close to that kind of money. That's the reason why, right there for you. So Mr. Clayton was tough.
Yes.
Favorite teacher?
Probably Miss Anderson.
Okay.
My chemistry teacher. She was the best. I had her for two years. Yeah, she was awesome.
So you like math and chemistry and science. And
yes.
See, my mind, Jaslyn, does not go anywhere near that. I stay communications, public speaking, history, English, not bad, but anything with a with any kind of number whatsoever, I'm pretty much done. Done for the day.
I'm okay at math, but it definitely is not my favorite.
I could see that, Jaslyn. I could see that.
My mom loves math, so she does help me
a
lot.
So you got that a little bit from her? Okay, good deal.
I don't love it. No, I don't get that.
So did you always know that, okay, so you're in, you went to a very tough school, okay? Did you know coming out of high school that you wanted to be a dentist, or was it something you were thinking about?
Kind of. So I thought I always wanted to go into medicine on some level, and this guy that I think it was my dad's boss, he said, you know, the worst thing you got to tell somebody when you're a physician is, you know, you're not going to make it. Worst thing you tell somebody when you're a dentist is you got to have a tooth pulled. And I thought that sounded a little better than the former. So I started shadowing dentists in college and then enjoyed it. So, and then decided that was my route.
So you decided to pick dentistry because the bad news is slightly better. Is that, what we're saying?
Exactly. And I was involved in a lot of music stuff, so I'd use my hands a lot with music stuff. And I thought, oh, it'll translate well. But, yeah, it was still a struggle. But
where'd you go to college at?
Alabama.
I see the hat. Auburn hat.
This is such a tough show for me. We got Pleasant Grove. We got Alabama.
Almost went to Auburn.
Well, you know what? It's okay. Hey, listen, college, you've been very successful. You've probably been slightly more if you went to Auburn, but that's who's to judge. You know, that's not what we're here for. So you went to Alabama, and when you were in school, go to a lot of football games, big fan?
Oh, yes.
So are you a big Bama fan?
Scale
of 1 to 10.
I would say probably at least a 9, 10. I wasn't going into school.
Yeah.
I was in the band.
Okay.
For all 4 years at Alabama, the Million Dollar Band. So went to a lot of games and enjoyed that. I was actually a drum major for a couple years.
Come on.
My
now.
Last 2 years. So.
So you're quite famous in the band circles.
I peaked in college. So.
So you, being a band member, you get to go to a lot of cool stadiums, a lot of games. What was your favorite SEC stadium that you went to?
SEC.
Or just favorite stadium, period.
Favorite stadium. I really enjoyed Penn State. That was an awesome stadium.
Okay, so I've heard, I've never been there, but I've heard it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you get
weird.
There, you, you fly in, and then you drive like 3 hours in the middle of Pennsylvania, and I'm sure there's not a lot going on in the Quaker state of Pennsylvania.
No.
So it's the middle of nowhere.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So what would you like about it?
You know, it's I think it's one of the biggest stadiums in the college football.
It's over 100,000.
Yeah. And they. Pretty much, or they did like the white out where everybody's wearing white, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's very nice.
And thankfully we won, but it was still, it was fun. That made it a lot better, but.
So what years did you get? What years in school?
I was at Alabama 2008 to 2012.
Okay, so you got a national championship out of it.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, did you get to go to the Rose Bowl?
I did. That was a fun one,
That's
too.
A fun, I've been there before. That's a fun stadium.
It really is.
Yeah, it's a lot of, LA's awesome.
Yeah, that trip was amazing.
Yeah,
to
get to be a part of that. The only problem I have with it is you have to go outside the stadium and go to the bathroom. It's weird. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. I see the way you're looking, Jaslyn. That's a true story. Mm. I was very bothered by it.
I haven't really been out of Alabama that much. So.
Well, you should start in California. Go there first. Make it your first trip.
Amen.
All the way across the country.
So I have to ask this because you've been to so many stadiums. I have to ask, what did you think about LSU?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did that those was people, one of the loudest.
That is a loaded question.
That was one of the loudest places I've ever been.
Oh, it's loud.
Or I went multiple times, but yeah it was wild, to say the least.
And they tend, I don't know if this is true or not, but they I hear, and I've been there before, so I've kind of seen it, they tend to really enjoy their alcohol on a Saturday evening at a football game.
Yeah. The later the game goes, the more, the louder it gets, the wilder it gets. So,
a little crazy. I had my, I locked my keys in my trunk there at it was an Alabama LSU game. And while we were waiting, there was a guy that was in a camper and he was so nice. And most LSU fans are not nice. But no offense if you're an LSU fan listening, we love you. Chamber Chat loves you. But he said, hey, are you hungry? And we were like, yeah, we're starving. We spent the game all day. And he gave us a bowl of gumbo, and it was probably the greatest gumbo I ever had in my life. I'm not sure what was in it, but it was the greatest gumbo ever, which is Cajun food there is one of the reasons you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, every time I went, I always had a good time or a good experience with the fans. Thankfully, it wasn't too bad when I went, but it was always fun and memorable for sure.
So we got you. You graduated. We're not going to hold against you. You graduated Alabama. And is he like, so how long does it take to go, like, to go through dental school? Is it what is the process?
It's 4 years after undergrad.
So you've went through a lot of school.
A lot of school. Never thought it'd be over, and then now it's been 7 years post dental school.
Wow, so that's congratulations. Wild.
Thank you.
Was there a struggle there? I've had some friends that went to medical school. One did not make it. One made it a semester. One made it the whole way through. But it has to be. I mean, there has to be a lot of study. It has to be tough.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it was kind of similar to IB in that the people made it. The school part wasn't as fun, but, you know, the people you meet and the friends you make help you get through it. You get through really hard stuff together. So, you know, you kind of bond together and get each other through.
Now, when you got out of school, did you open your dentistry here or did you work somewhere else? How did that come about?
I worked at another place in another area, Birmingham, when I first got out, and I've worked at a few places, and then, I came back to Hueytown and worked here for a little while, and then finally opened my practice.
Now, are you living in Hueytown, the area?
No, I live on Green Springs, or okay. Close to Green Springs, so not too far, but pretty close.
So,
yeah,
having a business in Hueytown, you grew up here. Let's talk about what makes, I always ask this to our guest, and I think it's important because this is what this podcast is all about. What makes Hueytown great in your mind? What, well, people love it, they live here forever, or they have a job and they have a business that's here forever. What do you think makes that Hueytown tick? What makes Hueytown so special? Besides Jaslyn.
Yes, besides Jaslyn. I mean, it's kind of similar to Pleasant Grove. It just feels like home for me. It doesn't feel like I've had to go so far from home or anything like that. And everybody's just so kind and appreciative. And that's what makes it fun to have a business in Hueytown. Everybody's so nice. And we enjoy getting to see them every day. So.
You've had your business for how long here now?
A little over a year.
Okay. And so how's it working out?
It's going good. Staying busy. It's definitely been interesting starting a business because this is my first one. And so there's a lot of ups and downs, but overall it's been great. I've enjoyed most of it for sure. And overall it's been amazing. So
you're part of the chamber.
I am.
Congratulations. That's a great thing to be a part of. That means you get to talk to Debbie Kiker, legendary Debbie Kiker on a regular basis.
Amazing.
I enjoy that thoroughly myself.
Yep.
But have you had the chance to be a part of events and things like that we got going on?
Oh, yes. Yes. I started out going to the Mingle events.
Munch and Mingle. One of my favorites. Yo, Munch and Mingle. It's fun to say. It's fun to do.
Yes.
Great snacks and good food.
Always. And great people you meet, other business owners. You get to socialize with them and meet them and learn about them and help each other.
You get great door prizes as well.
Yes. There's always a chance that you're going to win a great.
Well, that's what I say. When you walk in Munch and Mingle, keep in mind, there's always a chance.
Exactly.
We gave an umbrella away that I really wanted, and I was up there, and I was the one giving the calling the names out and everything. And for a moment, I wanted to call my own name, but I don't think I can do that.
I don't think that's ethical.
That's not fair, Jaslyn.
Say that's definitely not fair.
That's definitely not fair at all. Have you been to any other events that we have here in the city? And if you have, what's your favorite event?
Yeah, so we went to City Fest 1 year. That was amazing.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
A lot of people, a lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of people I didn't know. There's always something going on with the chamber, which is good because it keeps you really involved and you know that you're going to meet somebody new and learn something new about them and especially other business owners, it's nice to talk with them and see how you can help each other.
Yeah, I think I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The chamber does it, not just because I'm on it. It has nothing to do with me. Trust me, I'm low man on the totem pole here.
All right.
But You don't have to agree with that, Jocelyn, when I say something like that. You don't have to. You don't have to agree. You don't have to chime in when it's about me. And so I can insult myself.
I am the co-host. I am supposed to talk.
I know. Here we go. But no, I mean, I think the chamber does a great job with the events. There is something always going on. Trust me, because every time I turn around, Jamie, we need you for another event. So I know this. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on. So we greatly appreciate you being a part of that and helping out. We wish you the best. So if anybody wants to get in touch, they're looking to get their teeth taken care of, clean, fixed, the place to go with you, Dr. Church, how can they get in touch with you?
So we have multiple ways. Probably the easiest way is our office number, 205-224-0426. We have a practice website, churchdmd.com. And an email info@churchdmd.com. So please reach out.
Awesome. Now, before I let you go, you have to play 5 questions. That's the game that we love. That's a game that we look forward to. Jasmine, you're going to ask the 5th question.
I only get one? Okay.
You're going to ask the 4th and 5th questions.
Great.
You get 2 questions.
That sounds great.
So you think about them.
Okay.
Okay. And so these are off the top of our head. We're writing nothing down. There's nothing written in. You see right here. Nothing down. It's got your name. She's writing nothing down as she drops her pen. So they're fun, and let's get started. I'll go first, and take your time, because there's no pressure here. We promise, no pressure whatsoever. All right, so you're going to the movie theater, and you're going to sneak a snack in, which you shouldn't do. You should definitely not. That's wrong. It's illegal in most countries. But if you're going to sneak a snack in to the movies, what would it be?
It hurts to say this as a dentist, but probably Sour Patch Kids.
There you go.
Movie snack for me.
So just for the kids that are listening, necessarily that's not great for your teeth.
Exactly.
So please don't do that. But if you're going to sneak something in.
Yeah, look for the sugar-free option.
Yeah, that's fun. Then you're just chewing nothing.
Right. Or brush after, you're good.
All right, so here we go. This is an interesting question. Best concert you've ever been to in your life? I mean, like, it's hands down, you win. You said this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Wait, one that I've been to?
One that you've been to.
Okay.
Or we're going to go one you've been to, then you can follow it up with one I would like to go to. I'd like to see somebody. The best concert you've ever been to?
Probably the best concert I've been to is Lady A.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So good.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I love Lady A.
Where'd you see him at?
Birmingham.
Civic Center?
No, at the Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
Great place. In the summertime,
yeah.
When the sun goes down.
So
now, it's
good.
Just really hot. Yeah. But other than that, now you probably don't remember this. I bet you Coach Coyne does. There used to be, you know where there used to be, like, the stands? There are stands up there now.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be grass. It was like a big grassy knoll, and people would just go sit. They get blankets and stuff. It was crazy then, but yeah. I liked it better then. But I like it now. But Oak Mountain's a great place to watch a show.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's not too hot out.
When is it? Yeah.
Or it's not raining.
By the way, this has nothing to do with the questions, but the high today in Phoenix, Arizona was 117 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. That's a little hot.
Yeah.
A little
bit. I can't
imagine.
What
is the worst? Now think about this for a second. What is the worst trip you ever took on a plane? I'm talking turbulence. You were flying to where, and you were so scared that you asked for extra snacks. Or you can say I can tell you mine. I think everybody's got a plane story. That's what I'm asking this question for.
I've never been on a plane.
I know, Jaslyn. I know this.
Thankfully, I've never been on a plane with terrible turbulence
really?
That I can remember.
Really?
I don't know. I've flown by myself a few times, and I feel like it's more fun to fly with someone if you're by yourself. Or for me, when you're by yourself, it's kind of like...
Yeah. Well, you take the risk of somebody sitting next to you and talking to you. Like, I flew to New York one time, and my friends had a seat. There were 3 of us going, but I got the seat by myself. And the lady, she didn't stop talking, and she had Chinese food in her purse. Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty gross. I know.
Isn't that, like, your job to talk to people, though?
It's not my job. I mean, when I'm on a plane, it's not my job to talk to anybody. No, it's not my job, Jess. I do it well, though. I talk to her. But, you know, I was really bored. Okay, so you've had, like, okay. I mean, I've had several flights.
I
mean,
love flying.
I just, well, yeah. I don't mind flying. I hate the airport part of it. But I flew to Washington, D.C. back in, I guess it was September. And that's when the hurricane was still kind of the remnants was up there. Mm-hmm. And as we were taking off, we flew right kind of over the storm. And the plane was just shaking and shaking and shaking. For about 5 minutes, it was really bumpy. I felt like it was I was Buddy Holly. I don't know if it was going to work or not. You know, I was pretty scared, touch and go. And then we finally got over Washington, and once we saw the sun, it was all good, smooth sailing.
I mean, I have a bad airport story. Close enough.
You can share that real quick. Okay. Give it to us. Go, bad airport story.
So I'm going on a mission trip with dental students, and So we're in, I think it's Miami, and we're about to board the plane to Guatemala, and then over the loudspeaker, they're like, Thomas Church, come to the, like, basically the front of the airport.
Wow.
While we're boarding the plane. So, let me back it up a little bit. So, we each had to carry an extra bag of dental supplies with us because we were going on a dental mission trip. Mm. And I happened to be carrying the, tooth polisher part of it. And so, I go back to the front of the airport with, thankfully, one of the people that go with us, the older dentist that went with us. And they open it up, and it kind of did look bad. Like, it had, like, the swirly cord and the pack and, like, the little briefcase and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is this? And we said, it's a tooth polisher. and they thought it might be something else. So that was pretty nerve-wracking because I was worried I wasn't going to get on the plane.
So if you're listening, be very careful if you hop on a plane with dental supplies.
Just yes. They can look very dangerous.
And the final two questions.
All right.
Our very, very valuable co-host.
Yes.
Jaslyn, go ahead.
Okay. My first question. The strangest problem you've seen working as a dentist?
The strangest problem? Let me think about that one.
This should be interesting.
Oh, I know. I feel like there's so many. the strangest problem. Probably just when someone comes in and it's, you can't tell what's going on initially, and it's just so many teeth involved. You know, they're like, all my teeth hurt, but they only want to get one tooth worked on, and so you're trying to figure out which one it is, and they're all beside each other and stuff like that. So that can be a strange, hard, or maybe more hard than strange time as a dentist. I feel like that happens every so often, unfortunately. But, you know, we get them taken care of.
So, okay, all right.
I don't know if that's a good answer there.
It's a great answer.
Okay, good. Yeah.
My next question is, have you had any paranormal experiences?
What?
No. I mean, I enjoy watching them, like, in movies and stuff, but thankfully, I have not experienced a paranormal activity.
I would like to know what the percentage of people that have had paranormal experiences.
I have.
I think you have.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
At my uncle's house.
We're going to share this off. I want to hear this off off the air. I'm looking forward to this. This is awesome. Great question, though. Great question. Good job, Jaslyn.
Thank you.
Brent, thank you so much for joining us. Brent Church, he's got his own dentistry here in Hueytown. Please stop by. Please be a part of it. Thank you so much for helping out the community. And thank you for joining us. It wasn't that bad, right?
No, you're definitely not.
We make you help.
I was nervous at first, but now I'm good.
We're going to make you comfortable. This is what we do here.
Exactly. Well, thank y'all for having me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here. And our go-home song, I want to keep it very summary. Our go-home song, ladies and gentlemen, Daydream Believer from the Monkees. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. See ya.
It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shave